14 minutes now after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to us in Kikatla at 860 AM, Kitimat 101.1 FM. He's chasing mountain goats. Charles Menzies is hoping they might hold the key to a piece of coastal First Nations history. The UBC anthropologist will spend the next few weeks living and working in the Grenville Channel. The remote area is not only filled with peaks and ridges, but also old Kahatla First Nation villages. Charles Menzies is live in the Prince Rupert studio this morning with more. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
This sounds like a very exciting project. So you're about to head off on the boat to study mountain goats.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, yeah, because it's fun. but beyond that, I mean, it's very true. It's a lot of fun, and it's quite exciting to take a look at this. But it's also part of the idea that a lot of history and research is focused on the coastal strip and just that near shore zone and the intertidal zone. And there's lots of human use and occupancy evidence in that zone. But there's also been a long history of use in the mountain and backcountry regions on the coastal islands in Kakatla territory and adjoining nations territory. And so one of the things we want to do is by tracking through, walking the footsteps in the same places that the ancestors walked, to see what we can actually see ourselves, to find some evidence and of past human use in this region.
Yeah, tell me about some of the stories that you already know about that relationship to mountain goats.
Well, it's quite intriguing. Some of the stories that have been told about hunting mountain goats. Of course, today people will go into the mountains looking for them. We'll use a high power rifle, a great big telescope, and really, it's not very sporting. I think I might get a lot of trouble for saying that. But in the old people in the old days, they actually used physical force and hands, and so a person would go up ahead of on a mountain goat trail, hide in a special hiding spot, and other community members would corral or herd or kind of disturb the goats, so they would walk by this person who then was specially waiting and prepared, would push over goats off the cliff. And down below the cliff, people would be waiting and dispatch them and then get ready to prepare them to smoke the meat and prepare the fat to take them home to be used. So it's quite an amazing thing. It means you really need to understand the behavior of these animals because you have to get literally up close and personal with them.
Which tells you that coastal First Nations must have spent a lot of time traveling through the mountains in order to have that skill and technique.
Yeah.
And as you say, we tend to talk about coastal First Nations on the coast. How important is this research in terms of the significance that they would have a presence in the mountains?
Well, I think with the ongoing resource extraction and exploration that's happening in these regions, we often think of these from outside in the urban centers as very isolated, remote places. Well, there since 1980, there's been gold prospectors in these very mountains staking out claims.
Now, gold prospectors, not goat prospectors.
Oh, sorry. Did I say goat prospectors?
Well, I want to make sure I'm hearing correctly.
Yeah, no, gold prospectors.
Got it. Okay.
And they've been up in there and staking claims, bringing in heavy equipment to drill, to take samples, just 5 miles from where we're going to be going. Now, I think that ore, and for today's world, because the way you'd have to extract that particular type of ore would be so toxic, I don't think that necessarily would ever happen. Just the same, that's going on. And by showing the historical use patterns of indigenous peoples, we actually help to put a stop to or slow down a kind of rampant destruction of the backcountry in these remote areas.
But what is the cultural relevance of mountain goats for coastal First Nations these days?
Oh, it's very critical. I mean, if you take a look at any kind of, both in the oral history, the prominence of goats play, goats as social beings, as people, the use of the ornaments of the goat's horn carved into spoons and shapes like that, pendants, the importance of the meat, and then the wool that's come off their pelts that's used in the Chilkoot blankets. This is a really critical device, and with all the revival of weaving and the history of weaving. So these are all interconnected. One of the things we're hoping to be able to do is actually collect samples once we locate the local herd, collect samples of the fur, because this is the time when they should be in the process beginning to or have already started shedding fur or wool, actually, to be more precise.
And what will you do with that wool?
Well, we're hoping to a couple of things. One is there's some testing for DNA to see you can get the dynamics of population from that, and with colleagues, I myself don't do that, but colleagues who are in biology can work with that. But also colleagues at the Museum of Anthropology Ecology at UBC are working with the Coast Salish communities looking at mountain goat practices, and they've asked that if we can find enough wool, they would like to have a sample as part of their display to look at this process, because they have the ornaments, but they don't have any of the backside of things.
Hmm.
So it's all interconnected, and it'd be quite, I think, we're really looking forward to what we might encounter in this place.
Yeah. Tell me what you imagine it's going to be like walking in the mountains amongst the mountain goats.
Well, once we get through the coastal slough and underbrush, hopefully it'll be fairly open going. But it'll be quite spectacular countryside. I mean, for anyone who's ever been through the Inside Passage in Grenville Channel or on the outside of Pitt Island or through Petrel Channel, these mountains just rise right out of the water. And they go almost up as high as they go down in some places below the water. So there's important stories, a cultural story in Kakatla about a flood at Noble Mountain, which is north of us, where the canoe anchors were sat on top of the hill. All these things, I think it's just spectacular. We're looking forward to it. And whether it rains or shines, we don't care. I think it's going to be quite an interesting expedition and exploration.
Well, we'll look forward to the research that comes out of it and the stories as well from the experience up there. Charles, thanks so much for dropping by this morning just before you head out into the hills.
Oh, well, thank you. My pleasure.
That is UBC anthropologist Charles Menzies. He's set to take off on a six-week research journey this morning looking for mountain goats. And we turn it over to you. Have you gone into the mountains and seen the mountain goats? You can send us a picture if you have one. You can send that to us at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.